with Shona
on Hot 102.7.
Good morning, beautiful people of God. It's great to be with you again. You're listening to Sunrise with Shona on the mighty Hot 102.7. And when I think of the weather at the moment, I don't know about you, but I think it's a little bit of a mystery. We go from freezing and cold over the weekend to 30 degree plus over this week, and I believe we're going back to cold in the coming week. Now, I was listening to some people moaning about this, and I started thinking, I believe that we as humans like things to be more or less predictable and under our control. When I first came to Johannesburg, you could set your watch by the 4 p.m. thunderstorms in summer. We knew that it was going to happen, and it was always 4 o'clock. In winter, the pipes froze. None of this happens anymore. And maybe it isn't so much as a mystery, because we all know about climate change. But what about God? Is God a mystery? Our collect for this Sunday begins, Mysterious God, reveal the narrowness of our blinded sight and make us aware of all who serve your purposes, so that together we will celebrate the glory of your reign. Mysterious God, meaning difficult to understand, explain or identify. I wonder, is God mysterious to you? I would have to answer if I think about it myself, yes and no. In some ways I know God. My soul knows God. I know God is a God of love. I know I can trust God. I know God is faithful, and I'm saved through the grace of God and the work of Jesus on the cross. I know that God has never left me nor forsaken me. God has healed me in the past many times, and God has brought me through difficult times. But there are some things that I don't understand. And I think all of us, if we're really honest, would think that there are some things that happen in life that we don't understand. And I've learned through experience, walking with God, through submitting to God, yielding to God, I've learned to be okay with that, because God is much bigger than any one of us, and God sees what we don't see and knows what we don't know. When a child dies, that's probably when I struggle the most, and I don't pretend to understand at all. But I have come to the place where I walk in faith and trust and say, God, I don't understand. I really don't. This hurt that this family is going through, I don't understand it. But Lord, come, bring your comfort, bring your love, because God, you are God. And we have to almost yield to that, to accept that we won't know the answers this side of eternity. And I do honestly believe that when we move to the other side of eternity, we probably won't worry about them. We won't be asking those questions, because God is God, and that is enough for me. And I hope for you too. But I've had to learn that through my walk with God after many struggles with God. So my answer is, God a mystery? Yes and no. In some ways, not at all. But in other ways, yes, and that's fine. It's good, because God is God, and we are human beings. In the psalm this morning, we read about the Israelites' experience of God. And I just want to read part of it to you, Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, now may Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when men rose up against us, then we would have been swallowed alive when their anger was kindled against us. The waters would have overwhelmed us, the torrent gone over us, the raging waters would have gone clean over us. But praise be to God, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We've escaped, the snare is broken, we've gone free. Our help is in the name of the Lord. And that's what I want us to hear. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Because that's been my experience. When all the chips are down and I'm facing something huge, God is my help, God is my refuge, God is my shelter, God gives me the strength. God is present. Now look at the second part of that prayer that I read in the beginning, and I really like how this prayer continues. Reveal the narrowness of our blinded sight, make us aware of all who serve your purposes, God, so that together we will celebrate the glory of your reign. We're supposed to be on this journey together and see all who serve God and serve together and celebrate together, being one with God, one through the power of the Holy Spirit, one with God, one with each other. And this is what true community looks like. We've also, I'm sure, all heard that they will know we are Christians by our love. I think that when we come together as community, we all have different gifts, we all have different talents, we're all different. And that is something we should celebrate. It does cause friction from time to time as we pull in different directions, but we need to remember that we have to come together as one with God. And that is part of our journey. That is part of our wrestling, if you like. And we need to accept that God uses people that we might not have chosen, but they still have something to bring to the table. And so we are all truly blessed because we have God and we have each other. And we need to pray that prayer, because sometimes I think we fail to see God at work in each other. Coming up now on the Mighty Hot 1027, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High.
Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 1027.
Lord, I Lift Your Name on High on the Mighty Hot 1027. Good morning. You are listening to Reverend Shona from St. Mark's Anglican Church. And if you've just joined me today, I've been looking at how God is a mystery, but also not a mystery. Because as we journey with God, we learn more and more of God, and there's some things that we know, we just know, absolutely. But there are always going to be elements of God that we may not understand. And I've looked at how I've come to the place after a long journey with God of accepting that I don't need to understand everything, that I need to just submit and yield to God, trust God, and walk in faith. And of course, there is that hymn, walk in faith, not by sight. And I think that's exactly what this faith journey is about. I've looked at how blessed we are because we have God with us and we have each other. And I spoke about how God reveals God's self to us through scripture and experience. Now, moving to the book of Esther, and we learn from Esther's experience of God. And the reading that was set for today is actually quite a gruesome passage, where a man by the name of Haman is trying to get rid of Mordecai, a Jew. But before we read it, I want to give a background to the book of Esther, because I've just spoken about how we can know God through scripture, and how God is faithful and God protects us, and we see this in the book of Esther. If we want to set a date, we can look at 478 to 473 BC, that's the events of Esther, or BCE as we call it now, in Persia. And like many of those Old Testament books, Esther is actually anonymous. And it is possible that the author was someone like Mordecai, Esther's cousin, who had access to historical documents and an interest in the Jewish affairs. But Esther belongs to this period after the Babylonian exile, when some of the people, now Persia has replaced Babylon as the ruling power, and some of the people have gone back to Israel, and others are still living in Persia. So some Jews had returned to Jerusalem, where they enjoyed a reasonable amount of control over their own affairs, but others, like Esther and Mordecai, are still in exile, and they are under King Xerxes. As a minority group, the Jews were viewed with suspicion, sometimes faced threats to their existence. Now, the book of Esther tells how a Jewish girl becomes queen of Persia and saves her people from this plot to destroy them. And she's assisted by Mordecai, her cousin, and her guardian. Esther, they believe, was written to explain the origin of the Feast of Purim and to ensure that it would be observed in the future by all Jewish people. And it's part of a much bigger story if we look at the whole story that runs from Abraham right through to Jesus through to the early church. If Haman had succeeded and the Jewish people as a whole had been destroyed, the story of God's saving work that we see from the beginning through Abram's descendants right through to Jesus would have come to an end. There would have been no gospel, no Christian church. So we need to understand that that book of Esther is quite an important story to read and quite an interesting one. And in it we see how God protects those of us who follow God. So we need to look at it holistically, not just set at that time with those people, but see the thread of God right through scripture. God with us, God working for us, God protecting us, God reaching out the marginalized. And then we see key themes, I think, in Esther. I would say it's divine providence. That's what I'm saying. God is not mentioned by name in the book of Esther, interestingly enough, but it does show clearly that even when God is most hidden, God is still working. So when I say God is with us, God provides for us, God protects us, this is divine providence. But what I love about the book of Esther is it's not explicit. It's hidden. And perhaps this is part of the mystery of God that I was talking about earlier. Then there's human responsibility, and I love this one because I think sometimes we want to abdicate our responsibility and just say, well, it's over to God, God must do this. But how does God do it? God uses you and I, God chooses to use you and I. So in the book of Esther, Esther and Mordecai show initiative and courage. Their actions are significant, and the providence of God, I think, doesn't negate our responsibility to do our part. I've heard it say before, God helps those who help themselves. That's partly true. I would say God helps those who help themselves by yielding to God and allowing God to work in and through them and doing what God is calling them to do. But there's always an action. We still need to do something. We do it in God's power, under God's anointing, but we still need to do it. We can't just sit back and say that God is God, you must do it, and I'm going to do nothing. We still need to do our part. And then one of the third things I saw in one of the translations that I was reading is the absurdity of wickedness. So we're told that the king and Haman are important people with considerable power, but what we see is that proud people of this world are not as powerful as they think they are. And I think that's important for us. It links into the reading from last week where I spoke about humility, recognizing who we are and who God is, recognizing that everything I have, all that I am, is only because of God. We have powerful people in the world, but we need to remember that they're not as powerful as they think they are because God is more powerful than them. And so when we look at this book of Esther, and I said we need to get to know God through scripture as well, what we see here, I believe, is divine providence, our responsibility, and that powerful people that we think there is no way around, there's no way that anything can work here. If we yield to God and move under the anointing and in the power of God, amazing things happen, miracles happen. As you reflect on that, coming up now on the Mighty Heart 1027, in moments like these.
Sunrise with Shona
on Heart 1027.
In moments like these on the Mighty Heart 1027, good morning. You're listening to Reverend Shona, and it's great to be with you. We've been looking today at God's providence, human responsibility, and how even powerful people are not as powerful as they think. God is more powerful than them. We've looked at a few scriptures. We've looked at Psalm 124, where God is our help. We've looked at Esther and the amazing work of God through Esther. I'm going to read you briefly now from Esther chapter 7, the whole story of how Esther goes to King Xerxes and how she defeats Haman and his plot to kill all the Jewish people. So we'll look briefly at that, and then I'm going to move on in scripture. But we're really looking at how we are called to be community, how God is a mystery, but God is also not a mystery. There are things we know about God, and how the more we spend time in scripture, the more we spend time in prayer, the more we spend time with God, the more we know about God, and how we are called, even when we can't see how God is working, we are called to trust and obey God. So let's just quickly read from Esther chapter 7. So we're told the king and Haman went to Queen Esther's banquet. They're drinking wine on the second day. The king says, "Queen Esther, what is your petition? It will be given you. What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom I'm going to give you." And the queen answers, "If I found favor with you, your majesty, and if it pleases you, grant me my life. This is my petition. Spare my people. This is my request. For I and my people have been sold to be destroyed, killed, and annihilated. If we had merely been sold as male and female slaves, I would have kept quiet, because no such distress would justify disturbing the king." And the king, of course, says, "Who is it?" And she says, "It is Haman, who wants to kill us, and he's even put up a pole to kill Mordecai, who has helped you." And the king says, "Impale him on it." Now, I debated about sharing this actual reading, but what I see here, if we look beyond the gruesomeness of it, is God's protection over those who choose God. And I see a warning about how we need to be very careful about wishing ill on those who are different from us. And I wonder if you see that too. So we've looked at God as both mystery and not mystery. I've looked at Psalm 124 and our help from God. And I want to move now back into the book of James, reading from James chapter 5. I believe that it is a recipe, if you like, for Christian life. Listen to what James says. "Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they've sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other, pray for each other, so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective." Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain. It did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. He prayed again. The heavens gave rain. The earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone brings that person back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. So let's unpack this briefly, because I think it is a recipe for you and I. We all know the basics. Love God, love your neighbor as you love yourself. That is the basic. That needs to be the foundation. But there's some practical things we can do, and that's what I love about this. Practical advice. If you're in trouble, pray. Pray all the time. Never stop praying, actually. Not only when you're in trouble, we should be praying all the time. But when we're in trouble, don't forget to pray. Sometimes we're so panicked, we race around trying to find solutions. First, pray, then do. If you're happy, sing songs of praise. Isn't that beautiful? I love it when I hear people singing. It's one of the things that actually brings joy to me is when I sing songs of praise, choruses, just sing them and you start to feel better. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders. Let the church pray for them. Anoint them with oil. And this prayer offered in faith will make them well, and they will also be forgiven if they confess and set free and healed. At St. Mark's, we often do healing services where we do anoint with oil. And I always say to people, I don't have to know exactly what it is that is between you and God. Just come to the altar and receive the anointing and the prayers of God and receive God's healing and God's wholeness. So we still do this today, but maybe we don't do it often enough. Elijah was a human being, we're told. He prayed earnestly and didn't rain for 3.5 years, and he prayed again and the earth produced good crops because it rained. I think that here we are reminded of the power of God at work through his faithful servant. And then we're told, if anyone wanders from the truth and you bring them back, you have saved them from death and you covered over a multitude of sins. And this is why I like this recipe, because it is a recipe for life with God, walking with God, journeying with God and with each other. Pray, anoint, work together, confess, call the elders, speak to each other. And it brings me right back to where I started this morning. We do not always understand God, but God is God, and we have each other, we have God, we are truly blessed and privileged that God sends God's Holy Spirit upon us and in us to work in and through us, and that God provides for us and God protects us. And so whatever you're facing today, please don't forget that. Our help is in the Lord. I pray that God will bless you. I pray that you have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening to me. To wrap up this morning, my peace and how great thou art. May you truly walk today in faith with God, even when you don't understand.
Sunrise with Shona
on Heart 102.7.